it's Gemma, and welcome to another episode of the Send Mom Club podcast. So this week is going to be a little bit different because initially there wasn't going to be an episode because, I'll be honest, I've got some really great guests lined up for you, but nobody could record this week, which obviously if I don't have a guest, I'm not going to put a podcast out. And then something happened that changed my mind. I am recording on Friday the 5th of June. Now, I think this actually happened yesterday, but because the person in question is in America, I think most of the SEN and Down syndrome community in this country saw it this morning. Certainly when I saw it anyway, although to be fair, I do lead a granny life and I was asleep by about 9:30 last night. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, there is a famous YouTuber who I'm going to be honest, I haven't heard of, but I know a lot of people have. He's got a huge following. And a while ago, him and his wife announced that they were having a baby, which is obviously lovely. It was their first baby. Then they put up a post saying that they'd had the prenatal testing and were told that their baby had a high chance of having Down syndrome. Now, this post is a little confusing because they then go on to reference the fact that the testing that they used, somebody was taking them to court because they'd had an incorrect result and all of this. Anyway, what has happened is that they have decided to terminate their pregnancy, or they have already terminated their pregnancy, and they've put a statement out explaining the reasons why. Before we get into this, I would like to be extremely clear that I am pro-choice, and I think that they should have the right to make their own decision on what they do based on the information that they had. What I have an issue with, and what a huge portion of the Down syndrome community have an issue with, is the language that has been used around this, and I guess the discourse that has then followed online. And it's hard to read, I can't lie, because it's highlighting how much misinformation is still out there. And it's highlighting how many outdated views. And it's one of those things where, I don't know if you ever do this, it's almost like that analogy of not being able to take your eyes off a car crash. I actually saw this when I was in work on the radio this morning, and I was like, oh my God, don't read this, don't read this, don't read this, while reading all of the comments. And I was like, do you know what? I can't get into this now because I know that it's going to upset me. I've got the statement here and I'm just going to read a little bit of it. Now, obviously, they're talking about the fact that they're both extremely upset at deciding to terminate the pregnancy, and my heart does go out to them for that. I will say that I was lucky enough, and I do consider it to be lucky, to have not been in that position. Our diagnosis of Leo's Down syndrome was a postnatal diagnosis. I do believe that until you're put in a position, you don't know what you would do. So it's not about that, again, just to be very clear. So my heart goes out to them that they have decided to terminate their pregnancy, because that would be an extremely difficult decision. And obviously, you will be left with trauma after doing that. I think she was about 20 weeks pregnant when they terminated. The problem is in some of the language. So he says in part of this statement that Down syndrome is caused by an extra chromosome. It is chromosome 21. It's caused by an error in cell division. Now, the word error isn't great in this situation. And then he says the odds of a baby having it is 1 in 1,000. I think it's more like 1 in 750. So very, very common, much more common than I ever realized. The statement goes on to say that when they were first confronted with the news, they were shocked but optimistic. Now, there's quite a lot of problematic language in this statement. I'm not going to go into every single part of it. But some of the medical information that they're talking about is incorrect. And they basically go on to list all of the things that could be an issue for a child with Down syndrome. And this is where it got me. And I think this is where a lot of people were upset. It says, after listing, you know, things like impaired immune function, developmental disabilities, learning disabilities, yeah, okay, fine. Sadly, the list is long. This is what the statement says. Feel free to look it up. Down syndrome isn't a blessing. It's objectively shitty from a health perspective. Now, Yes, Down syndrome can present health challenges. Yes, a significant amount of children with Down syndrome do have a heart condition. I think it's around 60% of children need to have the heart surgery. And no, of course, you wouldn't choose to go through that. But these are all things that are a possibility because of Down syndrome. Those aren't things that are Down syndrome. Down syndrome is an extra chromosome. And yes, a child will have learning difficulties. And yes, they will have global development delay. The other things are a possibility. And I understand, of course, that if you have a prenatal, well, any kind of diagnosis, there will be a list presented to you of the challenges that it could bring for your child. But to say that Down syndrome isn't a blessing, I find really hard to read. And I think this is coming from a place, isn't it, of misinformation, a lack of education. And it just upsets me that such a big public figure has bought into that. And privately, yes, I guess we've all had negative thoughts when receiving a diagnosis, whether that is Down syndrome or whether that's something else. But I think then sharing them on such a huge platform to say it's not a blessing, because when I read that and I'm with my Leo all day and I'm looking into his happy face, that he is living a life, that he is filled with joy, he's bringing joy to everybody around him. And they aren't just words. That's genuinely what is happening and how we feel. So Down syndrome is a blessing. And although, yes, you might not feel like that at the time, we've all gone through that grieving process of grieving the life that we thought we had. And then I hope, and I'm almost positive, that everybody then gets to that point where you do realize it's a blessing and you do realize the amazing things that a child with Down syndrome is going to bring into your life and the lives of those around you. This statement then goes on to say, we spoke with doctors, friends, family, and genetic counselors and learned that up to 90% of women terminate their pregnancy after learning the baby has Down syndrome. I don't know if that stat is right. I don't want to Google, because Google can bring up some terrible things when you start looking up stats like that. And again, this couple, oh, there's the dog in the background. Perfect. This couple are in America. So the stats there may be different to the stats in the UK. He then says, we made a difficult decision that we believe in the long run will be beneficial for our family. Thankfully, we had a choice. I do believe in the choice. It will take a little time to move on, but we're excited to try again in the future and hopefully have a better outcome. It's tough, this, isn't it? Really tough to hear as the parent of a child with Down syndrome. And then, of course, come the comments, don't they? And I have managed to stop myself from reading a lot of them, because there's two types of people in the comments. There's obviously the Down syndrome community pointing out just the absolute joy that people with Down syndrome can bring. And then there's the people going, well, I'm not even going to go into what these other people have said. I know that this couple, by the way, are getting a lot of hate online, which I completely disagree with. Not good at all. And I would assume that the wording and the language used in this statement has come from a place of ignorance. And I've held my hands up on this podcast many a time and said I was ignorant before I had Leo. But then if we'd have had a prenatal diagnosis, I can't tell you what decision I'd have made, because I wasn't in that position. I will be very honest with you there, but I can tell you I would have done so much research. I would have spoken to so many people before making any kind of decision. And it just sucks, doesn't it, that they weren't supported to potentially make a different decision, because all of the conversation surrounding this termination is painting Down syndrome in a negative light, and the use of the phrase that it's going to be shitty from a health perspective. And here's the thing. I saw something on Instagram the other day that said, if you aren't ready to parent a disabled child, you aren't ready to be a parent. Because of course, yes, the prenatal testing can tell you, I don't know if anything's 100% sure, but it can give you a very good indication of certain genetic conditions or disabilities that your child may have. It cannot tell you whether your child will be born with cerebral palsy. It can't tell you whether your child will have autism that may affect them in a significant way. It can't tell you whether your child will go on to have an accident that would leave them unable to do certain things. So any of us, as we all know, could become SEN parents at any time. Any of us could become medical parents at any time. And I've seen lots of people probably word this online better than I am now, but I'm just sitting here pressing record and talking from the heart and saying that it's bloody tough to read Down syndrome, again, be painted in this light, and then to sit there and cuddle my child who is being discussed online. And no, they're not discussing my child, but they're discussing a syndrome that my child has and a community that my child is part of in just the most awful way. And I'm talking about the internet in general here, by the way, not that statement and not that couple. So I don't know if I've said anything of any use here. I feel like I've just sat down, cried a little bit, got upset a little bit, and talked about how Down syndrome is a blessing. But, you know, it really is. And if you know, you know. And I think that's part of the reason that I want to do this podcast. It's part of the reason that I admire so many people posting the absolute joys of a life with somebody with Down syndrome in it. It's the reason that I admire businesses like Standout Socks so much. I had Christian, who is one of the owners of that, on the podcast the other month, you know, because we do need to shout louder and louder and louder so the people at the back hear, because there's so many people at the back who aren't hearing, who just think that Down syndrome is the worst thing in the world and people who have it aren't going to live happy lives. They're not going to live long lives. You know, yes, there is a shorter life expectancy. Anyone could have a bloody shorter life expectancy. You just don't know, do you? And that life expectancy is increasing all the time. I want to finish this little bit by just saying that I don't know if anybody who is pregnant and knows that their baby has Down syndrome would be listening to this. But if you know somebody who is, please, please tell them to question the wording and the feeling put across in that statement. And if you are a new mum of a baby with Down syndrome, and I had somebody message me the other day, actually, and I always say that my DMs are open, and I really mean that. And she messaged me saying that their baby had Down syndrome. I can't remember how old the baby was, but she was like, how long did it take you to be okay? And it is a process. But it's not because of your baby. It's because of the preconceived ideas and the grieving process that you have to go through and things looking different to how you thought they would, because Leo has been nothing but an absolute joy to me and our entire family. It's never been about him. It's been about the ideas in my head. And if I can go even a tiny way of changing those ideas in somebody else's head, then I will be happy. So Down syndrome is a blessing. And people on the internet who are commenting and, you know, saying that it's a dreadful life, piss off, basically. Go and do some research, do better, be less ignorant, listen to people, talk to people, educate yourselves, please. Okay, I'm done. I feel a little bit better. Thank you. I feel like that was quite cathartic to get that out. And I'd like to finish. So yes, this will be a much shorter episode than normal, because obviously I can't, well, I was going to say, I can't talk for an hour on my own. I absolutely could, but I would bore you to tears. So I'm not going to do that. But I would like to tell you about something that I have been thinking about doing for a while and have finally got round to. So I've had many, many conversations on this podcast about how, as a parent of a SEN child, you look after yourself. Because we all know the analogy about putting your own air mask. No, your own oxygen mask. There you go. This is smooth, isn't it? Your own oxygen mask on first before helping others. And it's true, you can't pour from an empty cup. It is so important for us to look after ourselves as much as we can so that we can be the best versions of ourselves for our children. And that isn't selfish and it's not self-indulgent. It's very necessary. However, everybody's situation and everybody's lives look different. You know, some people have a gym at home. I mean, that's my absolute dream. Some people don't have access to a gym at all. Some people hate the gym. Some people would have accessibility issues in using that. I know there's a lot of single parents that listen to this podcast who maybe don't have the village around and don't have the time to sit down and meditate for an hour or get out and have some time to yourself. So I thought, what can I do with the skill set that I have to help? And this thought process took me back to one of my very, very early episodes with Ebony. And we had a great chat about self-care and wellness. And she was talking, and you know, at the time I said I was going to do this and never did. She was talking about when she's waiting to pick her little boy up, she'll sit in the car and do like a tapping exercise. And I keep reading about the benefits of tapping and I've never done this. And I thought, that's what we need, isn't it? Is something easy that we can incorporate into our daily routines or our weekly routines or a go-to when we need it that is simple, that we can do anywhere and doesn't take very much time. Now, I love an affirmation. I am a huge believer in affirmations. I'm a big believer in the vibration that you're operating at will attract that same thing back. It's like the law of attraction. So I use affirmations all the time. Sometimes I use them to do with work, which I've been doing a lot recently. But a lot of the time I will use them to just put myself in a more positive space. Now there's tons of affirmation cards out there and hopefully I might get to that at some point. But the other way to do affirmations is audio affirmations. And I thought, I can do that. I have a voice. I have a studio to record in. I can edit. So that is what I've done for you. Audio affirmations specifically for Send Mums. Now, this is only 8 minutes long. So I'm hoping that it's the right length that you can just incorporate it into any part of your day. Maybe you would make it part of your morning routine to set good intentions for the day. Maybe it would be on a dog walk. Maybe like Ebony, it would be on the school run, you know, in that 5 minutes when you've got there early to try and get the good space near the gates. You don't have to walk for a mile. And you could just take, well, I was going to say 5 minutes, 8 minutes to yourself, just to remind yourself that you are doing a brilliant job and that you are capable and that you're on exactly the path that you're meant to be on. So here's a little clip. I handle challenges one day at a time. I accept all parenting journeys are different. I choose to love myself as well as my child. I embrace differences and see the beauty in them. I am more powerful than my fears. Now, listen, this might not be for you. It's not for everyone. But if it is and you feel like, actually, yeah, I could get on board with some audio affirmations. And if you feel like it would help, I have put the Shopify link. They're only £7. ChatGPT did tell me to charge more, but I didn't want to do that. I wanted to make them very accessible to everybody. And I thought that's what, the price of two coffees, maybe a little bit less. So they are available to download. And when you do it, it will download straight to your phone. So there's no faffing. You don't need anything else. And it literally means you can take them with you wherever you are. The Shopify link is in the bio of our Instagram, which is at the Send Mum Club, if you aren't following. And if you do download them, I'd love to know what you think. I'd love some feedback. You know, would you like them to say something different? Are they perfect? Are they helping you? Are you using them? Let me know. I'd always love to hear from you. I love it when you slide into my DMs. And as always, if you want to be a guest on the podcast, if you'd like to recommend someone, just get in touch at the Send Mum Club on Instagram. And actually, if you'd prefer to email, there's an email button on there as well to get in touch. So that's probably enough of me just talking a lot. I have absolutely no idea what I said in this podcast, but I hope it's resonated with you. And sometimes it's just good to chat and get it all out, isn't it? I promise, though, the next episode, there will be a guest. It won't just be me. I'd love you to listen. If you aren't already, you can subscribe and follow the podcast on your podcast app, however it works. That's free to do. It just helps more people find us. And thank you for listening.